Our story today from the book of Samuel was about a mother who brought a gift every year to her son. Now, maybe you remember a little bit more about the story of Samuel. Samuel was the last judge in Israel, and he was a high priest, and he was a prophet. Samuel grows up to become a mighty man of God, great in the eyes of man and the Lord, serving him dutifully and honorably. Samuel is one of the noblest characters in the Word. His beginning is meek. His mother could not have children, and so she prayed to the Lord. She prayed mightily for the Lord, and Eli, the high priest, saw her praying, and she was so enthusiastic in her prayer that he thought she was drunk. But she wasn't. She was just that fervent in her prayer. And so Eli said, "The Lord will grant you your prayer. You shall have a son." And she said that she would give her son back to the Lord. Listen to the way she says in 1 Samuel, verse 28. "Also I have given back what I asked to the Lord all the days that he is. He is what was asked of the Lord." She's giving Samuel back to the Lord. Giving him back. Hannah knows that her children are from the Lord. All children are from the Lord. And when a mother or father receives a child, they know that they are receiving the child just for a time. Hannah took care of Samuel as long as she was nursing him. And when he was weaned and ready to be off, she sent him to Eli to be raised by Eli in the tabernacle, in the outer court, working with the priests and ministering to the Lord. But she didn't leave him there and never return. Every year, as he was ministering to the Lord, she would come and bring him a gift. Now, Samuel would wear an ephod. You can think of an ephod as the inner garment that someone might wear. Samuel's ephod was a linen ephod. It would have been white. And he would have worked everywhere in it. But he also would have had an outer garment. Every year, he's going to need a new outer garment. Can you imagine why? Why would he need a new outer garment every year? Every year he's going to need one. Well, listen to what it says. Samuel continued to grow in stature. He gets bigger. Every year he gets bigger, and so he needs a new garment. The old one doesn't fit. But it's more than that. You know the purpose of this outer garment in the ancient world? It would keep you warm, keep you safe, but also, and very importantly, it would protect your inner garment. Imagine if you're working at the tabernacle. The tabernacle, especially the outer courtyard, is a pretty messy place. There's a lot of dirt. They sacrifice a lot of animals, so it's a mess. They clean up very carefully, and they take very good care of their clothing and their hands. They have special vessels just for washing. But you can imagine a little boy, 4 or 5 years old, running around trying to serve the Lord. His outer garment might not last a year. Hannah, his mother, would visit him every year. Every year at the feast time when she was supposed to go down and worship the Lord. She would go down, worship the Lord, and you can imagine her bringing another garment to her son, Samuel. And every year them reuniting. You can imagine Samuel running to receive his new garment from Hannah. And Eli, every year would bless Hannah and her family. And sure enough, the Lord blessed them as well. And she was given 3 more boys and 2 daughters. But Samuel stayed with the Lord. Hannah represents the church. Hannah represents the church. And what is the church? It's not a building. It's not the place where you worship. Church is the people who worship the Lord. Church is made up of people. You can look around, and wherever people are worshiping the Lord, where 2 or 3 are gathered together in His name, He is in the midst of them. That's the church. You are the church, as a whole, as a collective. Together, you're the church. When a minister is ordained, people who are in the church volunteer to make his robes. They work hard and long to make the inner robe and the outer robe. And they give him these robes as a gift. It's a representative gift, just like Hannah gave Samuel this outer robe. It's a gift from the church. So how does the church give us gifts? How does the church give you a gift? Well, the outer robes represent the literal sense of the word. That clothing around the word, the stories from the word that you know and that contain within them all the holy things of the Lord. Everything good and true in the word is contained in those stories. And just like the outer garment, the stories protect those goods and truths. So think of this. Today, you are the church. And today, the minister from the Lord is giving you a gift. He's giving you the story of Hannah and Samuel. In it contains deeper truths. So how do you as the church, because the church isn't just a minister, but everyone, how do you give stories to others? Well, if you're a mom, you can give stories to your little children by telling them stories from the Word. If you're a dad, you can do the same. If you think back to when you were a little child, maybe your parents told you stories, maybe even stories not from the Word, but also especially the stories of the Word. They clothed you, just like Mary clothed the naked baby Lord in swaddling clothes. You can give the stories of the Word to each other and to others. One way we can give stories of the Word is by living them. This is something hopefully familiar to everyone here. Inasmuch as we live according to the truths of the Word, we are living in a way that gives those truths to everyone around us. If you remember this story and think, I should be good because it's going to help me bring the Word to others, then you're living according to the story. And as you interact with everyone in your life, you bring that story with you. That story is containing your life, and you're bringing it with you. But you can also literally give people a story. You can tell the stories of the Word to others. This works especially well when you're talking to someone close, someone who comes to you for advice. And they might ask, I'm having trouble. I'm struggling in life. And you can offer them a passage or part of the Word, a point of Scripture. Recitations are a great example of this. You can say, well, a prayer that helps me, and you can quote Scripture. For instance, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. When you say that, that's like clothing that can protect you. And when you offer it to someone else, it's like offering them clothing that can protect them. There's one last way that you can give others this clothing. You can literally give people clothing. The correspondence of giving somebody clothing survives even if you know what it really means. Just because you know that you're supposed to share the truth in the way that you live it doesn't mean that you don't share the truth. And just because you know that you should share the truth and the stories with your children and your friends and neighbors doesn't mean that you shouldn't give clothes to those who are naked. You can think especially of people who truly need help. But for today, think of little boys running around eager to serve the Lord who need new stories every year as they grow. You too will need new stories. You will need to return to the Word again and again in worship. And these stories will be new to you. And as you grow, you will gain new stories that fit you. The stories of yesterday may not be the stories for tomorrow. So return to the Word. Come again and again. Come again and again to the church. And she will clothe you. Just like Hannah clothed Samuel. Amen.